Now joined by Coach Jeff Wyatt up at Mercer. They had one game last week, and that turned into a defensive struggle for both their team and Southwest Livingston. A couple of very good Class 1 teams. Southwest got the road win in that one, 36-34. So Mercer started the season strong, 8 wins in a row. They've now hit a little bit of turbulence with a couple of losses to Milan and Southwest. They'll look to get back in the win column this week. Held over to Bethany, where the Cardinals have the number one seed. They'll play Tri-County tomorrow night at 6 in the quarterfinal rounds of the South Harrison Invitational. Coach Wyatt, you know, not the sort of momentum coming in, but we talked about this last week, how Mercer and Southwest, we thought that that would be a, maybe not as low scoring as it was, but certainly a competitive game, and it was throughout.
It was. I mean, I've never went back and looked to see exactly, you know, what the biggest lead was in the game, but it was, seemed like it was close throughout, and, you know, and both teams battled hard, and it was just a real defensive struggle for both teams. So, you know, again, you know, I sound like a broken record, but those are the type of games that we want to play early in the year, and, you know, it shows where we're at as a team. And then hopefully we can improve on things we didn't do so well.
If I remember right, and I don't know if it was a Southwest game per se, I think it was. Did Cam Hartley, did he get his 1,000th career point in that game, Coach?
He did. He was setting at 998 and scored there, I think, 3 or 4 minutes into the game to get his 1,000th point. So, you know, that was quite a feat for him.
Oh, absolutely. And you've had a lot of really excellent players that have gone through the Mercer program over the last 6 years, Coach. You know, Cam's one of them. What makes him stand out as a go-to player for your team offensively?
Honestly, Cam is he's pretty unselfish. And a lot of things don't bother him. You know, Cam's the type of player that he could miss 10 or 15 shots in a row, and in his mind, the next one's going in. And to be a good offensive player, that's what you got to have. So he's been playing very, very well for us on both offensive and defensive end this year. You know, we hope that that continues.
You have a really good team this year, Coach, but not, you know, and then this is the way it goes in Class 1. Sometimes you have frontline size, and you have a little bit, but you don't have that guy who's going to match up with Mac Anderson in that Southwest game either. Do you feel like, did you do a pretty good job of controlling him inside the paint on Tuesday night?
I thought we did an excellent job controlling him. We held him to 8 points, was able to keep him off the boards for the most part. But then at the same time, when we're trying to do that, they had a couple other kids that were able to get a lot of offensive rebounds, and I think we were probably paying maybe too much attention to Mac and letting some other kids loose underneath the boards. So, you know, he causes a lot of problems whether he's scoring or not. And I think that was kind of the case the other night.
I think, yeah, I know, I'm sure that you've seen Tri-County a little bit or are aware of them, and I saw them at Holiday Hoops. And to me, are they still in kind of rebuilding process? I'd say, yeah, you know, I've talked to Coach about that, but they're better this year, and I kind of feel like that they're starting to get some pieces put together. And as you look at this tournament, I think they're better right now than your run-of-the-mill 8 seed.
I would say so. We played them early and was able to get a pretty easy win, but I know they had a kid that was out, and I think he's supposed to be back. I don't know for sure if they've got him back yet, but you know, they do a lot of things well. You know, so it's a team that we definitely cannot overlook, and and with the last two games, we're still trying to fix some things. So we've got some things to prove also. So, we've been working hard in practice the last week and then tonight. And, then we get to go play on Tuesday. So we'll get to see if our work pays off for us or not.
Well, as you look at it on the offensive end, Coach, what are the things that are going to help to open up your offense a little bit and get a little bit more productivity with the ball going through the hoop for the Cardinals?
Right now, just our flow on the offensive end. Our movements aren't as crisp as they were early. I think we've got some kids that things came easy to them early, and now some teams are starting to figure out some things, and they're taking some things away from us, and now it's time for us to adjust and get back to the offensive flow that we had, 5 or 6 games ago, and that's going to start with our guards. The way we play, we want to get tempo. And so our guards have to kind of push the ball a little bit, and then our kids have to get in position coming down the floor. So just some little things like that can throw offenses out of kilter, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now. But we should be able to get it fixed.
I'm sure you have some knowledge of North Harrison and maybe a little bit of Northeast Nottoway, but they're on the same side of the bracket as Mercer and Tri-County. So one way or the other, you're going to see one of those teams, the Shamrocks or the Blue Jays in round two. Do you know much about either of those teams going into your second round, Coach?
Very, very little. I mean, I know a little bit about North Harrison. I don't know anything about Northeast Nottoway. I know North Harrison has had a kid move in this summer that a big kid plays in the post that people have said have really helped him out. I know they got a couple guards that are playing well for him. And, of course, the Will Height and Emmy kid, you know, that's been kind of their staple for the last year or two. So they're definitely going to be a very good team if they happen to get by Northeast Nottoway and we have to get by Tri-County. So, you know, we'll be ready to play whoever it is that we play if we get the chance, you know. So it's just going to be get the practice time in, and then we got to go execute on game night.
Have you enjoyed, it's been a couple of years now since Mercer moved from the Milan tournament to the South Harrison tournament. What advantages or how much enjoyment have you found in the last couple of years and in going over to South Harrison being in this tournament, Coach?
I think it's just a new variety of schools. You know, we don't get to play a lot of the GRC schools. You know, so there's several of the GRC schools in that tournament. And then, you know, you play teams from northeast part of Missouri, or the northwest part of Missouri, excuse me, you know, like Northeast Nottoway that you know, we don't normally get the chance to see. So a lot of the teams that we were playing at Milan, we played them in the regular season, or we'd get to see them at the Meadville tournament. So, you know, at different times of the year, you was matching up against the same team three or four times a year. So that was something that, you know, was a good change when we went to the South Harrison tournament. And it's just a different atmosphere over there. You know, whenever you play South Harrison, they have a great crowd that follows them. The student body gets really into the game. So all that stuff makes it for a good tournament for us.
Fun gym, too. Mercer girls and boys. I just noticed this part. So if you're a Cardinal fan, the girls are playing this afternoon at 4:30. The boys are going to play tomorrow at 6 in an all-HDC quarterfinal against Tri-County. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week about Grundy R5 in Linn County.
All right. Thank you.